So there you go. That is Timber played in the background now. That was their song called Blackwater. Creep on, creeping on. You can see how it would be the soundtrack for a scary movie for sure. Anyways, guys, my time is up. Tune in every Tuesday 1 to 2 to listen to What Pink Sounds Like. I'm your host, Ashley Kissman, and thanks again for listening. But don't go anywhere on CITR 101.9 FM. Next up is Give Up the Boot, hosted by Linda B. So stay tuned, keep classy, and remember, don't mess with the color pink. All right, see you guys later.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.
Welcome to Give Him the Boot. Buon pomeriggio a tutti. Oggi un'altra ora di musica italiana per voi. Another hour of Italian music. I hope you can stay with me until 3 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM. Every Tuesday afternoon, of course. Starting off with Filippo Gambetta from his album Priagoea, La Luma Che Equilibrista. And I actually have the newest CD of Filippo Gambetta in my hands too, and I want to play a couple of tracks from that today. It's been a while since I've featured this album. It's called Andi Rivieni, and it's a film Felme Records released. Felme are definitely my favourite Italian record label. It's a shame that they are no longer distributed here in Canada. However, we can still buy it online. This is a CD featuring, of course, Filippo Gambetta playing his Castagnari three-row diatonic accordion. He also is featured playing a modern mandolin made by Corrado Giacomel, who is from the confines of Genova. And, of course, Filippo Gambetta is also from Genova. So why don't I start off with a track written by Filippo called Conosci te stesso, Know Yourself.
Thank you.
Shenandoah Valley Breakdown. That's Beppe Gambetta, and that's from an album called Blu di Genova. It's a nice tie in there to Beppe Gambetta's son Filippo, who we just heard a couple of tracks from, played from his new album Ande Rivieni, Conosci Te Stesso en Mistero. And I'm going to play another track which features actually both Beppe and Filippo together. Beppe playing the three row melodeon, and Filippo playing the three row melodeon, and Beppe playing the acoustic guitar, of course. And it's the last track on the album, called Mario. And I believe it was written for Beppe's mother, Filippo's grandmother, in honor of her. In between there, another wonderful guitarist, a fingerstyle guitarist from Italy, Franco Morone, from his album Stranalandia, a track called Respiro di una vecchia foresta, which means the breath of an old forest. And you are listening to Give Him the Boot, of course. It's 20 past 2, and I am on CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC. Stay tuned for more Italian music.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Thank you. Kukuok non è il nome di una terra straniera, ma un cartello sballato in stazione a Pavia. Sarà stato Sanremo, Tortona o Voghera, e diventa un miraggio della fantasia. Kukuok sembra il nome di una riserva indiana, pistoleri pentiti, mezzo sangue e cowboy. Sulla strada ferrata fra Ohio e Montana, chissà se c'è un po' d'acqua di fuoco per noi. Kukuok, dove il popolo dei pendolari lascia scalpi e scalpori di Apache, i pupazzi di neve delle elementari, Calumet e Tomahawk che non usano più, hanno sogni cavalli di larga criniera e ricordi bruciati dagli elettroshock. Tanto ogni città è città di frontiera, ogni posto va bene purché sia a Kukuok. Ma sopra il treno per Kukuok che ci salgo a fare, io che sì ho desideri ma nemmeno più una nostalgia. I mormoni e i pionieri che sento cantare non mi fanno pensare neanche più a casa mia. E gli iPod ricamano la vita intera con le danze tribali e i fantasmi del rock. Fanno presto al mattino, fanno tardi la sera e si scambian ricette, visi pallidi e scuoano nonni sciamani e orsi di stoppa, praterie con aziende vinicole doc, dove urla il coyote e l'Alzheimer galoppa, riportandoli a casa tutti qui a Kukuok. Kukuok non è il nome di una riserva indiana, son sette lettere a caso su un vecchio display. Ci si sposta sei giorni della settimana, si sta zitti o si parla di fucili e rodei. Mocassini o stivali non fa differenza se si sverna al saloon o sotto un caldo tipi, con l'aereo, col treno o con la diligenza. Ogni posto posto va bene, purché non sia qui.
Some call him the person who could really take on Fabrizio D'André, let's say the heritage of the legacy that Fabrizio left in Italy. Max Manfredi is his name, and he's also from Genoa. That's a beautiful track from his new album Luna Persa called Il Treno per Cucuoc. He really has gorgeous deep voice, beautiful voice, also a little reminiscent of Fabrizio D'André. He's one of the few people who recorded a duet with D'André, and it is from an album of his called Live in Blue, and a track called La Fiera della Maddalena, a really beautiful, beautiful piece. A couple of interesting things that link all these people together, the Gambettas and Max Manfredi, of course, all from Genoa, and D'André was also from Genoa, of course, and on D'André's seminal album Caruso de Mar, which I'm going to be featuring in the following, probably in one of the following upcoming shows, as there is a new book that has just been released about the making of that CD, and I'm going to do a special show all about the music from Caruso de Mar with explanations about all the songs. It may even be a couple of shows, depending on how much I'm talking, I guess. And I wanted to mention that on one of Filippo's tracks, one of the first tracks I played today, called Mistero, from Andy Rivieni, an oboist is featured. His name is Mario Arcari, and he is, in fact, the player who played a wind instrument called the Shenai on Jamin, one of the famous tracks of D'André's album Caruso de Mar. So there's lots of links here, and you see the same sort of people popping up on everyone's albums in and around the north of Italy there. And it's sort of nice and comforting, actually. I mean, they're all great musicians, so it's good that they work with one another. It's just gone past 2:30 here on Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is an hour of Italian music, playing a lot of instrumentals this morning, and also this afternoon, and also some singer-songwriter stuff too. I wanted to go to a little bit of a different feeling now with a tango piece by Daniele Di Bonaventura, who plays the bandoneon. He is also a pianist, and this one is called Maria.
A caso te chamaras solamente Maria, non se sierasse l'eco de una vieja canción, pero se mucho, mucho fui il tendamente mía sobre un paisaje triste, demasiado de amor. El otoño te trajo mojando de agonía tu sombrerito pobre y el tapado marrón. Eras como la calle de la melancolía que llovía, llovía sobre mi corazón. María, en las sombras de mi pieza es tu paso el que regresa. María, y es tu voz pequeña y triste, la del día y que dijiste ya no está dentro de los dos. María, la más mía, la lejana, si volviera otra mañana por las calles del adiós. Tus ojos eran puertos que guardaba suertes, su horizonte de sueño en un silencio de flor, pero tus manos buenas regresaban presentes para curar mi fiebre desteñidas de amor. Un otoño te trajo, tu nombre era María, y nunca supe nada de tu rumbo feliz. Si eras como el paisaje de la melancolía que llovía, llovía sobre la calle gris. María, quella del día y que dijiste se me estaba entre los dos, María, la más mía, la lejana, si volviera otra mañana por las calles del adiós. Soy María de Buenos Aires, de Buenos Aires, María. ¿No ven quién soy yo? María Tango, María de la Rebel, María Noche, María Pasión Fatal, María del Amor, de Buenos Aires soy yo. Yo soy María Buenos Aires. Si en este barrio la gente pregunta quién soy, pronto muy bien lo sabrán las hembras que me envidiarán de cada macho a mis pies como un ratón. Mi trampa ha de caer. Yo soy María de Buenos Aires. Soy la más bruja cantando, llamando también. Si el bandoneón me provoca, tiaratata, me muerdo fuerte la boca, tiaratata, con 10 espasmos en flor. Sueño que nadie jamás soñó, porque mañana soy en el ayer después. Che.
L'alba del bambino è uno dei miei pezzi preferiti di Simone Guiducci e il Gramelot Ensemble dal disco Cantador, che è un bellissimo disco che dico a tutti che dovete andare a comprare, e potete trovarlo sul disco sul sito di Felmay, che sono www.felmay.it. Simone Guiducci, e io ho sentito che lui sta proprio adesso registrando un nuovo disco col gruppo, purtroppo senza il fisarmonicista Fausto Beccalossi, che è il fisarmonicista che abbiamo sentito poco tempo fa sul bellissimo brano di Franca Masu, un brano argentino che si chiama Joy Soy Maria, prima di cui Daniele Di Bonaventura, anche lui un italiano che suona musica dell'Argentina, il tango, Bandoneon, e Bandoneon il nome del disco e Maria il nome del brano. E adesso una piccola pubblicità e poi sentiamo altri pezzi di musica italiana.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. Wednesday, April 13th, check out Network recording artists The Submarines performing songs from their latest LP, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Opening up will be Nick Freitas. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, April 20th, come on down for a benefit show for the Devon Clifford Memorial Foundation featuring Transmitters, Chains of Love, Hard Feelings, Mutual Friends, and Vicious Cycles, plus Soul Night DJs Johnny Was and Slim Roy. Tickets are $10 at the door, and the doors open at 8. Saturday, April 23rd, the Biltmore and the Georgia Strait present Dengue Fever, that's them playing now, with guests Capillary Action. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. and music beginning at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, and online at ticketweb.ca. Saturday, April 30th, don't miss Tune Yards and their blend of folk ingenuity with the bold pop sensibility of an R&B siren. Buke and Gas will open up this early show. Doors at 7 p.m. and music begins at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Why not go online to biltmorecabaret.com?
Baby.
Milagro Acústico is the name of that group, and they're a band who've been around for probably about 15 years, founded by Bob Salmieri, and they're really not very, let's say, ethnically, traditionally Italian in the music that they're performing, but Mediterranean sounds is what they're all about, and they do a very interesting melding of Arabic sounds and other instrumentation from Turkey and also from Sicily, which of course has a big history of having been dominated by all sorts of other people. So it is Italian in its own way, but maybe not what you're used to hearing for Italian folk music. Milagro Acústico. And before that, the wonderful sound of the Palestinian singer Faisal Taher, who is actually the lead singer of this group, Donia, and they have a wonderful album out on Il Manifesto label from Rome called Monkey, and that track was called Taro. Going to finish off here, given the Buddha's just about to finish, but don't worry, because we have Prof Talk here, hosted by Faha. She's just waiting in the wings, and she'll be on in a few minutes. Just going to leave you with one track here, and it's by another group who do an interesting take on Italian music. Bizantina is the name of the group. The track is called Simo, and we'll see you all next week at 2 o'clock for Given the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Arrivederci da me, ci vediamo la settimana prossima.